We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Avoidas Elilim, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Beis. Rav Nosson Zal gave a short overview of the Torah Tikkun Teichacha in Likutei Moran, the final Shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave, and now he's starting his discussion on this topic. V'zeh Inyan Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. That chapter in Likutei Moran regarding the tefillah bebechinas din is tied into the concept of a Jew giving his life to sanctify and glorify Hashem's name. She osur limsor nafshoi lahariga mamish al kol averoi shebetoira chutz mishloish hanal, whereby a Jew is not allowed to give up his life when it comes to all other sins in the Torah except for those three that we mentioned. Ki kol ha-Torah kulo hi bechinas rachamim v'chaim, because the entire Torah is a concept of kindness and life. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki hu chayecho v'orech yomecho. The Torah is your life and it's the longevity of your life. Ukemo shekosuv, there's another pasuk that says, eitz chaim hi lamachazikim bo. It's a tree of life to those who hold on to it. Okay, so that's Chaim. What about the Rachmim? If you recall, we mentioned this recently from the Bnei Yisochar, who says that when we say Birkas Hamozoin, when we make a mezumon, we use Hashem's name Elohim. If there's 10, we say Nevorech Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishaloi, Boruch Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishaloi. When a Jew gets called up to the Torah, when a Jew gets invited to the Torah, we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he asks the Bnei Yisochar, not the Bnei Yisochar. Yes, he quotes it from the Tosfos Yontif. There's in Mishnayos, one of the commentaries, Tosfos Yontif, who raises this question, and he explains that the fact that Hashem gives us food, that's more an issue of fairness, even judgment. Why? Because you created somebody. What do you mean? You created us and you're not going to feed us? What does that mean? You created us to die? That doesn't make sense. So if Hashem created us and he's feeding us, that's even according to Elokim, Mishpat. But the fact that Hashem chose to give us the Torah, that he didn't have to in any way. That's considered an act of kindness. That's chesed, rachamim. And he said, we find that we say the pasuk in Tehillim, lahagid baboiker chazdecho ve'emunos chabaleilos. In the morning we speak of Hashem's kindness, and in the evening, faith. So the first letters of lahagid baboiker chazdecho spell the word cholov, milk, which is what the Torah is compared to. The Torah is called honey and milk under your tongue. There's a pasuk, dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinich. And also the word cholov is begimatria 40, representing the 40 days which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah. So we see the Torah is an inyan of chesed, rachamim, as Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, that the Torah is basically a concept of life and kindness. The main reason Hashem gave us the Torah was so that we should be zeichet to live properly, ulahavir sitra demoisa, and to eliminate death, to eliminate the side of death, the sitra achra, which is called sitra demoisa, lesakein chet odom rishon, for us to be involved in correcting the sin of Odom Arishon, she'ochal mi'etz hadas, whereby he ate from the etz hadas, she'ideze hevi misa lo'ilam, and that's what brought death into the world. Hashem said, on the day that you eat from this, you're going to die. Ki b'yoyim acholcham yimenu mois tomus. The fact that they ate from it, that's what introduced death into the world. Had they not eaten, man would have been able to live forever. So that brought death into the world. And then Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah is to correct that, to correct death, to eliminate death, and replace it with life. Ki ha-Torah hi b'chinas chayim kanal, because as we mentioned just before, the Torah is life, living. V'al kein kol ha-Torah kulo nidchis b'shvil ha-chayim. Therefore, if there's ever a conflict between Torah and life, if because of doing something in the Torah somebody's going to kill you, we put the Torah aside. Because, again, the whole purpose of the Torah is to live. The Torah wants you to live. So if somebody's going to use the Torah to kill you, we say, don't die. Don't die. Tell them, I'm not going to die. I'll violate the Torah. I'll eat the non-kosher. I'll break Shabbos so I can live. Ki ha-Torah nitna l'chaim v'loy lamoves. The Torah was given to live, not to die. K'moy shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and this is brought in the Gemara and in Halacha many times, v'chai bohem, you will live with the mitzvahs. And the Gemara learns out, v'loy shayomus bohem, you're not supposed to die in doing a mitzvah. Ki ikar ha-Torah nitna b'shvil ha-chaim. That the main thing that Torah was given for was for life. And to do away with death, to do away with the Malach HaMoves, the Yetzer Hara, who is Malach HaMoves, to defeat him. And this is also the concept of Tefillah, Bebechinas Rachamim, where the whole concept of Tefillah, as we're used to learning it throughout the Torah, is a concept of pleading. Pleading, seeking Hashem's kindness. Ki ikar horachamim toloi b'daskanal, because as we mentioned in the previous paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal says that rachmonus is dependent on das, intelligence. You have to have sechel to know what's rachmonus. You give a six-month-old baby a steak, that's not rachmonus, that's murder, that's killing him. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us again, quoting from other places in Likutei Moharan, tefillah is an act of giving your life, giving your soul. As the Pasuk says, Elecho Hashem nafshi eso, Hashem, I lift up my soul to you. Kitzrichin lehispalel b'mesiras nefesh. Because when a Jew prays, he's supposed to pray with Mesiras Nefesh. He's supposed to put his whole being into the tefillah. He's spilling out his guts. He's pouring out his soul, and he's putting such power into it to the point where he feels he's going to pass out. Rabbeinu Zal says that's what real tefillah is. Hishtabchus HaNefesh, where it's coming from the depths of your heart and the depths of your soul, and you're putting everything into it. So by the time a person finishes praying, he's wiped out. He's put his entire soul into it. It's called Mesiras Nefesh. V'chein kol ha-mitzvois tzrichen la'asos b'mesiras nefesh. And the same thing is true about all other mitzvahs. A person is supposed to do a mitzvah with everything he's got. He's building a sukkah, he's building a mikvah, he's giving, you know, whatever he's doing, he's putting everything, all his energy he has into it. Running to shul, going as quickly as he can to do a mitzvah. V'ha-mesiras nefesh shel kol mitzvah. Mitzvah. And the mesirut nefesh that a person puts into each and every single mitzvah, that's like a tefillah. That's like prayer. Shehu bechinas dveikus. Because Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moharan, tefillah is dveikus. Tefillah is a very deep connection to Hashem. It's soul to soul. It's a heart to heart talk with Hashem, kavyochel. So tefillah is a concept of mesirus nefesh. Elech Hashem nafshi esa. I'm lifting up my soul and giving it over to Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, the mesirut nefesh that I put into any mitzvah is also a concept of tefillah, a concept of dveikus. Bechinas Elecho Hashem nafshi esa. Hashem, I'm putting my soul into it. When a person takes $100,000 that he worked very hard for, that he put a lot of effort and brain, and he takes that and he gives that to Hashem, he gives that to charity, that's called Mesirut Nefesh. He's giving his soul. He's giving his life. Because he put a lot of his life in turning that money. He put many hours of his life and his brain and his effort. And when he takes some of that and gives it for Torah, gives it for a mitzvah or something like that, that's an act of Mesirus Nefesh. Aval hatfilo shehi b'chinas Mesirus Nefesh. However, tefillah, which is an example of Mesiras Nefesh, v'chein Mesiras Nefesh shel kol mitzvah mitzvah, and so too the Mesirut Nefesh that a person puts into every mitzvah, tzorich lihiyois bebechinas v'achayis rotzi v'shoiv. The Torah teaches us, you can use Mesiras Nefesh, but up to the line. up to the line. You're allowed to put your whole soul into it, but don't die. You can almost die. When you're saying the Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to picture, the Shulchan Aruch says this and Rabbeinu Zal speaks of, a person's supposed to picture as if they're cutting his head off, or as if he's standing in front of a firing squad, and they're saying to him, if you say Shema, we're going to put 100 bullets into you. And then he says, Shema Yisrael, and he sees those bullets coming at him, and they're tearing him to pieces, and nothing. He's saying the words. And a person's supposed to say it and really concentrate as if it's happening. And Rabbeinu Zal says the mind is so strong, a person can actually make it happen. He can make himself die, chas v'shalom. So Rabbeinu Zal says, up to the line. Don't cross the line, because while you're living, Hashem wants you to go on living. He wants you to get as close to that line as you can, but don't cross it. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, when a person's doing, same thing as with tzedakah, the Gemara says charity is a tremendous mitzvah. 10% is obligation, mandatory. A Jew is not allowed to use 100% of his money. He's allowed to use 90%. 10% belongs to his partner. He's supposed to give it to Hashem, period. And the Gemara says that's minimum. Maximum. The Gemara says there's a maximum also, 20%. Hamevazvez, al yevazvez yosem yichomesh. That under normal circumstances, a person is not supposed to give more than 20%. Why? Because if you give more than 20%, you're going to become poor. And we don't want you to become poor. We're trying to get rid of poor people. We're trying to solve the poverty problem, not add to it. So this is the Torah's advice of V'chai Bohem. I want you to live with the mitzvah. I want you to give. I want you to be generous, but I also want you to have what you need for yourself. Hashem's not saying give and die. He's saying give and live. He wants you to live. Bechinas v'achayois rotzoi v'shoiv. As the Pasuk says, there are certain angels, chayois, who go up and they come down. Hashem wants you to go up, but he wants you to come back down too. While you're living, he doesn't want you to go up and stay up there. He wants you to be able to go up and come back down. Shehu bechinas rachamim v'das. This is the concept of kindness and seichel. Again, that Hashem, the religion is kind. The religion is, Hashem's not looking to kill you with religion. He wants the religion to be an issue of kindness and intelligence. Bechinas chayim v'chesed, kedei lihishor b'chayim, said the person should remain alive, v'loy lomus chas v'shon, and not die, shehu bechinas din. Death is a concept of din. We know when we go into a cemetery, the bracha that we make there, asher yotzar eschem badin, v'chilkel eschem badin, v'yodem, that's a place, death is a concept of judgment. So Hashem doesn't want that, he wants chesed and rachamim. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds that these two terms this pasuk he quoted before from Yecheskel HaNavi about these angels, hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv, that the angels go up and come back down, the Zohar HaKadosh says that term going up and coming back down also refers to two specific angels. There's one angel that's associated with going up, and there's another angel associated with coming down. Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki rotzoi do nuri. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the term Rotzoi there in Yecheskel refers to the angel Nuri. We don't say the whole name. Voshoiv, and the term Voshoiv coming back down, Do Malach Memtes. That refers to another angel whose name is spelled Memtes, Reish Vov Nun, who is called Sar Haponim, the angel Kavyochel of the face of Hashem. He's one of the highest angels in heaven. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there are many yeshivas in heaven, there are many schools in heaven, and each school has its Rosh Yeshiva. There's the yeshiva of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva in heaven. There's one yeshiva that's called Mesifta Derokia, the yeshiva of heaven. And that's one of the highest yeshivas in heaven. And the Rosh Yeshiva there is this angel, Mem Tes Tes Reish Vov Nun. His name is Bigimatria Shin Dalet Yud. And there's a pasuk in Chumash where Hashem says that, you know what, I'm not going to travel with you guys anymore, because you guys are going to make a mistake. I'm going to blow you away. I'm going to send an angel instead. You let him go with you. You'll be safer. But Hashem says, I'm warning you, don't confuse this angel for me. don't be a mistake in thinking it's me. It's not me. It's this angel. So it says there, Al Tamer boy, don't switch him for me. Kishmi Bekir boy, because my name is in this angel. Meaning that this angel's name, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, is Bigimatria Shin Dalad Yud. And this angel has a very deep connection with Hashem. He's called the Rosh Yeshiva in heaven. And Kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem gives him the authority during the 6 days of the week, he's in charge. Shabbat, Hashem takes over Kaviyachol. This means in charge, obviously, under Hashem's supervision, under Hashkocha. But these are the terms that are used in the Zohar Kodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, that's how high up this angel is, this angel Malach Memtes. So in his yeshiva, there's still a concept of debate, kosher, posel, tamei, tohor, osur, mutar, which corresponds to the 6 days of the week, as we mentioned many times. That's called Mesifta Derikia. There's a higher yeshiva in heaven, which is called Mesifta Iloh, the upper yeshiva, where Hashem himself is the Rosh Yeshiva Kaviyachol. And there's no debates. It's just psak. It's just verdicts, final decisions that comes out of there. No back and forth, no shakla vitaria. So here, Rav Nosson Zal mentions these two angels, that Rotzoi, going up, refers to the angel Nuri. Coming back down refers to this angel Malach Memtes. He's called Matat Sar Haponim. That's his title in the Gemara and other places. And the first letters of those three words, Matat Sar Haponim, is Moshe, as we'll see in a minute. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Nuri Zebechinas Din. The angel Nuri represents Din. Bechinas Nur Doluk. Nur is a fire. Nur in Aramaic means fire, a burning fire. And we've mentioned many times, fire is a concept of din, Elokim. Malach Memtes Saraponim Roshe Tevois Moshe, whereas that second angel, whose name Matat Saraponim is Roshe Tevois Moshe, Ze Bechinas Rachamim Vodas. That angel represents kindness and das. Kimuva Bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal B'Mokom Acher, Simen Yud Gimel, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran and in other places. Nimtza, She'ikar Horachamim Hu Kishehu Bebchinas Rotzoi Voshoiv. So Rabbeinu Zal explains now, so this teaches us that the main concept of kindness is only when the person goes up but remembers to come back down. He goes up and makes a very deep connection with Hashem, but he comes back down also. Kishu b'chinas rotzei v'shoiv dahainu shechoizer midveikusoi umemesiras nafshoi l'Hashem elaguf. When the person makes a deep connection of dveikus to Hashem, but he doesn't stay up there. He comes back down into his body. His soul goes up and makes a very deep connection with Hashem, but it comes back down. Sheze bechinas voshoiv. That's that concept of returning. Shehu bechinas rachamim. That's kindness, because we said death. When the soul goes on a one-way trip, when it takes a one-way ticket, you know, upstairs, that's din. That's called din, judgment, right? A dead body is considered tamei. We consider that, you know, a tziduk hadin, we say, when a person passes away. Ki horachamim v'hodas. Because again, Rav Nosson wants to re-emphasize that this concept of rachmim and das is a concept of living, you know, physically living. Kama shekosuv chayim v'chesed. There's a posik like that. Ukama shekosuv, as the posik says, hachochmo techaya. Chochmo gives life. Ki ikar horachamim hu kishenimshach harachmones letoich bechinas hadin. Because the main success of rachamim is when the rachamim goes into the din and it sweetens the din, it converts it, it takes out the sting, the bite from the din. Sheze bechinas horachamim vahadas. This is the concept of rachmonas and das. Veze bechinas chayim, that's life. Dahainu chibur haneshama vaguf. Living is when the soul and the body are connected. Again, the soul is ki haneshama hu hadas v'horachamim, because the soul represents das, right? We say shehaneshama shebemoichi, when we put on tefillin in the morning. So the soul represents the das, the rachmonis. V'haguf, the body on the other hand, hu bechinas din, v'ksilus. The body represents din and foolishness. The body has all of its silly pursuits, you know, what it's running after, food and other nonsense, shtiyot, all kinds of shtiyot. And again, the body, compared to the soul, the body is a concept of din, because the body is tzimtzum. The soul is infinite. The soul is spiritual. It's infinite, no boundaries. You take the soul and put it into the body, you're putting it into a tzimtzum, into a keli, a finite item with 10 fingers, with one nose, you know, everything tzimtzum. That's a concept of din. Ukishemizgaber haneshomo imaguf, and when the soul, ukishemizgaber haneshomo imaguf, and when the soul is attached to the body, shezeh b'chinas chayim, which means when the person is physically living, azai haneshama mechayes haguf, then the soul is giving life to the body. Dahainu shehaneshama shiadas v'horachamim, he mamtekes es haguf shubhinas adin. The soul, which we said is the sechel and the rachmonis, is sweetening the din of the body. Vazai yesh chiyas laguf, then the body is alive. Gamkein ali deo rachmim, the body is also living through that rachamim, shehu haneshama shemechuberes boi, which is the battery that's inside it, the neshama, the soul. Shehi mamtekes es haguf gamkein, the neshama is sweetening the body, umahapeches oisoi l'rachmim, and converting it to soul. The soul is converting the body. If the soul is in charge, then the soul is making the body its partner. Together, they're doing mitzvahs. The soul is using the body and guiding the body to help it in doing mitzvahs. V'zeh ikar hachayim. This is real living. Avol kishaneshoma mistalekes chasashom. Whereas when the soul says, have a nice day, and the soul checks out, it leaves. Azai nishar haguf bebechinas din. Then the body is left in a state of din. Shehu bechinas misa, which is death. Death is an aspect of din, midas adin. V'ze b'chinas mashekosu b'zoyer anal, and this is why the Zoyer HaKodesh says, rotzui, rotzui, rotzui means going up. Rotzui means that one-way ticket going up, do nuri. That's associated with that angel nuri, hainu din, which is din. Nur is fire. So going up is a concept of din in a sense. V'shoiv, whereas coming back down, do malach memtes. That's that other angel which represents kindness. Hainu rachamim kanal. Ki kishuhu bebechinas rotzoi. Because when a Jew opens throttle and he goes up, he turns the rocket ship on and he says, bye guys down below, I'm going up. That's rotzoi. Shem moiser nafshoi l'Hashem. He's giving himself up to Hashem. He's giving his soul. He's turning his soul over to Hashem. Azai hu bebechinas din. Then he's in a category of din. Ki kishah nefesh oilo l'Hashem. Because we said when the soul goes up to Hashem, azai nishar haguf bebechinas din umisa. The body is left in a state of din and death, right? When the soul left. This happens on a certain level every single night when a person goes to sleep. The soul leaves, and what does it do? The Zohar Kodesh tells us, you know what happens every night when the soul leaves? Din. There's a court. There's a mishpat. Every single night the soul is judged at night in heaven. And they make a decision whether to send it back down or not, or whether to make alterations, modifications. Sometimes the Arizal says a person goes to sleep, he sends up soul A, he wakes up in the morning with soul A1 or A3 or soul B, sometimes chas v'shalom. Yes, sometimes there are exchanges that are done up there, like the story of the exchange. That's why we make a brocha every single day, shelo yasani goy, shelo yasani oved, because every single day there's action going on, there's activity going on with the soul. So again, when the soul leaves, when the soul goes up, it's an aspect of din. When a person's lying there in bed, we know you get up in the morning, you have to wash your hands. Why? Because there's a tumah on you. Just like in death. It's an aspect of tumah, an aspect of din. Voshoiv, whereas returning, זה בחינס רחמם, that's an aspect of kindness. כי כשחוזרס הנשום אל הגוף, אזי נמשך רחמם וחיים להמתיק הדין, שהוא סיטרה דגופו. Because when the soul comes back into the body, that's the kindness coming into the din to sweeten it. It's taking this dead body, we make a brach every morning, ha-machzir nishamot levgarim meitim, right? Hashem who returns the soul into this dead body. So when the body was dead, it was a bechina of din. The soul comes in and brings it back to life. That's a tchiyas ha-nesim. That's a rachmonis, a chesed. וזה עיקר הרחמים. And this is the main רחמים. כשנמשך הרחמים, להמתיק הדין כנל. When רחמים is being used to sweeten din, that's the real רחמונס. When רחמים is over there in a corner, it's one thing. It's not really showing its power. It's not really doing what it was really created for to do. When the רחמים engages the din and turns the din around to רחמים, that's the real תועלת of the רחמים. ועל כן אנו צריכים שיהיה כל עבודתנו ומסירת נפשנו להשם בבחינת והחיוס רוצוי ושוי. Therefore, when a Jew is doing mitzvahs and serving Hashem with mesirut nefesh, he's putting everything he has into it, still, it's supposed to be with certain boundaries. It's supposed to be with the understanding of going up and being able to come back down. I'm giving charity, I'm writing a big check, but I still have a house to come back to. I didn't give away my house and my wife and kids, and now I have no house to come back to, chas v'shom. Dahainu lahalois ha-nefesh la-shem, to elevate the nefesh, the soul to Hashem, lahamshich mishom rachmim v'chaim, and to draw kindness and life from up there, v'achakach lachzer la-guf, and then to return into the body, kedei lahachyos ha-guf, in order to inject the body with new life, ulahamtikoy, and to sweeten the din that's in the body. Ki ze ikar horachamim v'achayim, because this is the real rachmonus, and this is real living, lahamshich ha-chayim, mimekor ha-chayim, el hoylomoy satachtoinim, to be able to take a flight, to get into the rocket ship, to go 30,000 miles up, to connect with Hashem on a very high level, and to draw Rachmonus and Das up there, but to bring it back down, to take it, put it back into your rocket ship, and bring it back down, El Hoylomoy Satachtoinim, to bring it down to the lower worlds, Shehem Bechinas Guf, which correspond to the body. Ki Hashem Yisporach Roitze Bavoidaseinu, because Hashem wants us to serve Him. He doesn't want us to die. He wants us to be alive physically and be able to serve Him. Kemo Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'yoviso Sehilo Migushe Oifer Mikrutze Choymer. You, Hashem, desire praise from those who are carved out from earth, from dirt, and from physical matter. Hashem loves human beings much more than angels. Angels who are just one-way tickets, who may take one-way flights, that doesn't impress Hashem so much. It's the human being that's a body and a soul together. To be able to make those two work together, to be able to get the soul to deliver its light into the body, and that these two should live together in peace and be partners in doing mitzvahs, that's special. That's what really is Hashem Nachas. Or a husband and wife. Again, two opposites. He's spiritual, she's more physical. And again, if they can be united and he can get her to work together with him in doing mitzvah semaisim toivim, that's the ikar rachmim, that's the ikar das. Ve'enoi chofetz bebitul hoylam chasashom. Hashem does not want the world to disappear. He doesn't want people to die. He doesn't want the world to go away. Ukishahatfila v'hamesiras nefesh shel kol hamitzvos hu bebechina zu. So therefore, when a Jew's tefillah and his mitzvos that he's doing with mesirat nefesh are being done this way, rotzoi v'shoiv, he's coming back down, ze bechinas tefillah bebechinas rachamim vodas. That's type A tefillah. That's the tefillah that's referred to as rachamim and das, meaning that even though you did it with mesirat nefesh, but you did it up to a certain line, and you made sure to, you went up to that very high place, you made sure to come back down, not to stay up there, to come back down and bring the Rachmim and Das back into the body, back into the physical world. Shehu bechinas chayim, which means physically living. That's called life. Therefore, the Torah instructs us that when it comes to all sins in the Torah, do the sin and don't die. Ki haTorah nidchis mipnei achayim. The Torah is pushed aside in order to live. Kemoi shekosu vochai bohem. You will live with the mitzvos. V'loi sheyomos bem. We don't want you to die from mitzvos. Chas v'shalom. Ki ikra haTorah nitno b'shvil achayim. Because the main reason that the Torah was given was for living. Kidei shal yidei haTorah v'amitzvos yenim shechayim vodas l'toch haguf. So that through Torah and mitzvos, we're going to be able to draw life and seichel into the body. Shehu b'chinas din. The body which is b'chinas din. Lahamtik kol adinim. To sweeten the dinim. Avol. But. Al sholoi shaveirois. When it comes to three unique sins, shehem gilui arayis v'avodah zarah shfichas domim, which are adultery, idol worship, and murder, hu tzorich lehoreg v'loi lavor. There the mitzvah is to allow oneself to be killed rather than to violate the mitzvah. Ki kol elu asholoi shaveirois hein b'chinas taivas niyuf. Because all three of these sins are connected to taivas niyuf, which is pigam hatfila, which is the thing that makes a person's tefillah most defective. Ukemuva betikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, she'elu hasholosh averos, these three sins, avodah zarah, gilui arayis, shfichas domim, correspond to three parts of the body. Hein bechinas koved, mora, tchoil. They correspond to the liver, which is all red, bloody, redness. The Gemara says the liver is the source of anger in the body. The second is the gall, the mora, which is bitter. We say bitter like gall. And the third is the spleen, the tchoil, which is the part of the body that repairs red blood cells. Also red, din, super din. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that these are three parts of the body that correspond to the left side, the sitra achra, misa, din. Vehem kulam klulim b'taivas niyuf. And all three of these are associated with taivas niyuf, kemoi shemavayar oisam shom batikunim b'feirish, as the Tikkuni Zohar explains over there and shows the connection. Ayin shom, look over there in the Tikkuni Zohar, vehem mavoyar bekamo mekoimois. And this is explained in several places. Rabbi Nazal touches on this in chapter 23 in Likut Imran, where he speaks about Taivas Momoin. That's one of the places where he speaks about, he quotes this Tikkuni Zohar and mentions it. And we're going to have more on this a little in the next paragraph. Rabbi Nazal is going to quote in one of the next paragraphs coming up, he's going to quote Tikkun Nun Ches, and he's going to give a little more clarity. But for now, we're taking his word. We're trusting him that he knows the Tikkuni Zohar. And he said that Tikkuni Zohar says that these three are all tied into Taivas Niyuf. Now he's going to give us some of it.